while people everywhere are rolling up the rim to win and then tossing away their cups. And that does not sit well with Rochelle Sussbauer. She's a UNBC student, and she's hoping that people will join her in asking the coffee giant to make this time of year more environmentally friendly. Rochelle Sussbauer joins me now in our Prince George studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so tell me up about your concern with roll up the rim.
Well, I have no concerns with having to-go cups and having the roll up to rim. My concerns start when I want to use my thermos or my ceramic mug, and I can, but they will hand me an unused cup. I will roll up the rim and then toss it away, and that just seems really wasteful to me. So I just was asking Tim Hortons for an alternative.
And what are you thinking about?
Well, I had emailed them perhaps about a scratch ticket or a pull tab, but I had a friend post on Facebook that perhaps even having a tablet at the cashier's that you can just spin.
And what have you done to actually let Tim Hortons know about your concerns? You said you sent them a message?
Yeah, I messaged them on their website, and I have gotten a response. It was a little interesting. Their first paragraph was, thanking me for my concerns, and their second paragraph, they needed to tell me that their cup is both used to hold hot beverages and roll up the rim, which I thought was a little obvious since that's what I was messaging them about. And their second paragraph basically said that it would actually increase paper waste to have a pull tab or a scratch ticket because they would still print the same amount of cups. And my question to that is why? If, say, a million cup users are there and maybe 5% want to use a ceramic mug, why would they not decrease that by 5%?
And I don't know if you would know this off the top of your head, but we have a Tim Hortons just next door to us, and you can see the very long lineups throughout the day. Do you have any sense of just how much waste is being generated, not just by roll at the rim, but by Tim Hortons and these disposable cups?
I don't know what it is for Tim Hortons, but I read a consulting firm's paper for Toronto, and they estimated that 1 million throwaway cups are used a day. That's a lot of cups in just Toronto.
Now, we put this question out on our Facebook page, this discussion about roll up the rim and what people can do to make it more environmentally friendly, and a lot of people suggested that the onus might be on people like you and me, whether you want to use a disposable cup or not, but if you do, rinse it out and throw it in the recycling. What do you think about that, putting it on the consumer?
Well, I think that's fine, too. A lot of people like to recycle. However, in a lot of small towns where Tim Hortons exists, these recycling programs don't exist. And additionally, there was a news report here on CBC where even though Tim Hortons accepted them as recycling, most of them were actually going to the trash.
Now, Tim Hortons and Starbucks and all these other chains have been around for a very long time, and they still have these disposable cups. Do you think you have much of a hope of getting them to change that practice or reduce that practice, or does it feel like something of a losing battle as this has been going on for so long?
It kind of seems like a losing battle. Since I started my petition, I had one person respond that they had actually sent the same request in, and this was in 2014, and they got the exact same response I did. So they have a template to send people like me that are concerned. So clearly people have been writing in, but clearly they're not doing anything. They do have their online game. I don't know if you guys have played it, but I've been playing for a couple of years, and I haven't won anything. So I'm not really sure if it's the same game or the same probability of winning.
You are, however, I mean, not giving up. You're looking for support for your cause. What are you doing to escalate this or to try to gain more publicity for this quest?
Well, I have the petition on change.org. It's called Make Roll Up the Rim to Win Green. And so hopefully I'll have more petitioners sign that. I'm also going to reply to Tim Horton's response. And I'm just going to try to keep on this. I believe in reducing waste, especially to landfills. And I'm just hoping that I can make a difference, and I'll keep trying.
Well, Rochelle, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Rochelle Sussbauer is a student at UNBC. She has started an online petition asking Tim Hortons to make Roll at the Rim to win a more environmentally friendly contest. To see the petition, you can search for Make Roll at the Rim Win to Win Green. That's on change.org. You can more easily find a link to it from our Twitter page. We are twitter.com/daybreaknorth. And we would love to hear from you on this. As I mentioned already, quite a bit of discussion on our Facebook page. Kelly Mold suggests, handle pull tab cards with a better chance of winning to encourage more people to bring reusable mugs. Sean Petrie says, simple, don't play. Make your own coffee, fair trade, of course, and with the $1.50 per cup you save, put it towards your student debt. And we also had Roxanne Sinclair suggesting that people get an online code on their receipts to roll out the rim online. And Ken Byron says, make the cups from hemp. They would be recyclable, and when tossed, would be great for the environment. So if you have some thoughts you would like to share, head over to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/daybreaknorth.